something. I think that says something.
Yeah.
The unprecedented charming two mm-hmm. sounds. Very good. Cool. How has it been? I'm assuming, and you and I have chatted a little bit about this in the past, but I'm assuming that the more releases you get, the more fans are sort of connecting, reaching out.
I had a bunch after the very first one.
I bet.
Not as much with the second one, and I don't think that was to do with any of the quality of the second one. I tend to be more of a private person on social media. I wasn't nearly as vocal. I started a Twitter page.
Right.
So, that one seems to be picking up a lot more steam, but as far as Facebook goes, I've gotten messages still, but a lot of it seems I've retained a lot of my fans.
Yes, I'm sure.
So, I didn't get the overwhelming amount that I got the first time.
Right.
Because the first time was, I mean, it was overnight viral thing, and I woke up and I had like 90 Facebook friend requests, and I was like, what just happened?
Right. Well, I wrote like gallons of ink on that match, and I wasn't the only blogger who was totally sort of taken by that match. So I think sort of a lot of us immediately got the word out. This was something special.
It was. I don't even think PG was quite ready for the reaction that it was going to get, because it's not something that they normally put out,
right.
And then they put it out, and then it immediately took. And I don't know if even they were quite ready for the reaction that it was going to get.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. What kind of preparation did you do for this week? When, like, physically, I know you said you like the mental challenge of thinking about and getting yourself ready. What was sort of the prep work?
Thankfully, I have a job where I do a lot of, I'm on my own a lot, so I got to think a lot about matches, and I watch a lot of tape. Looking at new moves and how does that exactly work? Do I like that? Can I innovate that in some sort of way?
Mm-hmm.
Just going to the gym anywhere from 3 to 5 times a week. I did get sick a couple times really close to the shoot, which was really unfortunate.
Yeah,
but I'm thankful that it passed before I got here.
Good, you're healthy now.
Yeah, I'm all good. Clean bill of health, diet. A forever frustrating diet.
No one likes that
no
part.
No one likes the diet.
No one likes that part.
It's the most difficult and probably the most, essential part of getting ready for this.
Right.
I had a couple warm-up matches with some local guys, some friends that I'm very close with.
You mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple friends who live in St. Louis who were former BG wrestlers.
Oh, yeah, very good.
So I got to go warm up a few weeks out for now. So... nothing like, I wasn't running out doing parkour or anything, but, just going out doing, I didn't change a whole lot from what I've been doing, because ever since after the first taping, I've been kind of on the same kick, and, I've defined goals of where I want to be, and just mm-hmm. working my way there, and
nice.
Everything's in process.
Well, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
You look very good. What's it like being here at BG East with, like, a billion hot guys walking around? I'll be talking about what it's like for me, but
it's
what's
like,
it like for you?
It's like orgy all, these guys, all day long.
Is it like an orgy all day long?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how could it not be?
That's fantastic.
It's really cool. I've taken a liking to Ace Aarons a lot because he had his pro background, and that's clearly an interest of mine. So he's been showing me a couple things, and
nice.
Hopefully adding non-submission things to my arsenal for once.
Very good.
So hopefully we'll see how those go. There's always people like Ty here. It's, we've had our falling out, but it's nice to see a familiar face every now and then.
That's cool.
Because we get it.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly had far more rounds with this place than I have, but this isn't my first rodeo anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And there are always new people here.
Yep.
And it's just like, okay, well, it's time for us to take it upon ourselves to get them ready and get them coerced and, like, sometimes chill their nerves.
Yeah.
Because they have no idea what they're getting into. And,
right.
It's usually more, not as much as they think they're about to get into. It's like, you really just bring it down.
Mm.
It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get in there with me, I will turn into a pretzel.
Absolutely.
And that's about all you need to worry about.
Excellent. Well, and I've noticed like Charlie's here today as I'm walking around, and I'm just wondering, after your last match, like, does he make eye contact with you?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Okay.
I think I could have broken his neck and come back, and he still would have made eye contact with me. He's just that kind of person. He's
the Energizer Bunny. I think he himself used the metaphor of being the Energizer Bunny.
I think he just, like, absorbs sunlight and turns it into happiness somehow. Yeah. It's a little sickening, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, no, he is always nice to have around. Especially, you know, your 5 matches in, your body just hurts. And it's just nice to have someone to, like, poke a little bit of fun at. He's a little bit of a goof.
Yes. Yeah. And he owns that, it seems like, yeah.
Yeah, he owns it. Yeah. And, like, you know, we had our match, but, you know, it wasn't quite like the match I had with Ty, where I was, like, out for vengeance. It was just like, okay, well, we had a thing. Let's have another thing.
Yes.
My dad used to describe it whenever he was my age, that, like, if you had a problem with somebody, they would fight, and then after they fought, they were friends.
Right.
Like, just punching each other in the face, like, creates a bond.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it now.
I get it. Yeah. Well, and I think of, like, your match with Ty, I think of, like almost like the slugfest. Like, you weren't literally, like, slugging each other. But it was more like the slugfest. And it's interesting because I think of your match with Charlie being much more surgical.
Mm-hmm.
Much more sort of picking him apart. And
yeah, there was definitely different mindset for those matches.
Yeah.
I was definitely frustrated with Ty for a number of reasons at that time, and I didn't care about being pretty.
Yeah,
I wanted to fight.
Yeah.
And when it came with Charlie, we had, you know, he wanted to have a match, and, you know, that was fine. And then, you know, he brought up some historical inaccuracies, and then I did my thing. I was annoyed, but I wasn't ready to pound his face into mashed potatoes.
No, right.
But I was just going to remind him of how history really runs.
Yeah, you definitely sort of had a counter argument that you made very, mm-hmm. very assertively.
Very true one.
Yeah. Very good. So I've heard the rumor that you may have had a mat match since you've been here this week. That you've had a match on the mats.
I did.
How is that? I mean, I know, like, back at home, you've done mat wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
But with BG East, you've been, what we've seen thus far is in the ring every mm-hmm. time. What's it like, that transition at BG East of being someone in the ring a lot and doing some mat wrestling?
It's night and day.
Is it? Yeah.
So, like, I do mat matches at home because there's only one ring in St. Louis that we as a community there have access to, and it's difficult to get in there because of the guy's work schedule and various other things. So a lot of us, we're not mat experts. Mm-hmm. We just break out mats and do kind of our thing there versus coming here, and I foolishly expected sort of the same thing, and then I got on the mats with somebody who clearly knew what they were doing and put me through the 7 circles of hell. Just, you know, it was Dante's Inferno the entire time. Like, I'm going to make it through this.
Yes.
We have got to see the other end of this side.
Yes.
But
different pacing, different stamina required, those mm-hmm. kinds of things.
It's a different moveset.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, in a ring, you have components of the ring that you can use to your advantage, even.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, unspoken rules of the ring, like rope breaks and things like that. And that doesn't exist in a mat match.
Yeah, yeah. So, I know that Kid Leopard would, like, string it up my balls to, like, release, secret information. But I happen to have talked with someone who's just this week had a mat match with you. Who suggested that he thought he put you through the ringer.
That would be a fair statement.
You know what? Okay.
I definitely was put through the ringer.
Yeah.
I definitely did not make it easy for him.
Yeah.
And it was definitely no squash.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't imagine, yeah.
But, you know, it was night and day.
Yeah.
It definitely, right in the beginning, it was made very clear to me that my mindset was not where it needed to be, and I needed to change it incredibly fast.
This is a different game altogether.
This is an incredibly different game, and I'm going to have to change this very quickly.
Yeah.
And I was able to. To some extent.
Good.
And, you know, definitely got my moments in there.
Good.
But yes, it was definitely something. It was something.
I'm looking forward to it a lot. There, yeah, and it's a rare thing at BG East for guys who really excel at one or the other to have equal success. And so it makes sense to me. I mean, what you're describing sort of makes sense to me why that is such a rare thing for folks to really translate between the ring and the mat.
Yeah. It's just different monsters.
Yeah.
You think you have this master key to unlock any door, and then you find out that it's not quite, doesn't quite fit. Mm-hmm. And then you gotta jiggle it, and now you're stuck a little bit, and it's like, damn it.
Yes.